He is the coach of the men's Canadian soccer team. He is John Herdman. Thanks for doing this today, John. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. Very good.
Yeah, thanks for making the time today. We do appreciate it. You've been on the job for almost a year now. How do you think you've settled in, and how are you enjoying it?
Yeah, really enjoying it. It's been moving from, I guess, surviving to thriving. The first few months on the job, there was a lot to do, a lot of review and rebuilding and restructuring, which wasn't easy. And you know, I think once we got that first camp out of the way with the players and started to, you know, introduce the new tactical framework and cultural framework, the players seemed to buy in, and it's been a good positive step since then. We've had our Toulon results in Europe with the U20s, and we've gone 4-0 this season. I think Canada's first perfect season, so no goals conceded and 4 wins. So, yeah, it's been a good year. I'm enjoying it.
What's been the biggest transition from you from moving over from the women's team to men's team? Is there a big transition in the way you prep for these matches or where you're watching players, for instance?
No, I don't think there was a huge transition in that. I think it was always going to test the methodology and see how much we had to adapt. So, like, international coaching, short windows, really tight windows where, you know, you have to have systems in place where you can transfer information very quickly, as well as deal with the mindset of the player coming in who could be at all different levels of clubs. So I think we developed some really high-end systems that support that. So that didn't really take long to transfer, as well as I think the players bought into it. I think the biggest differences were just how many players are in Europe, and then the complexity of, you know, having so many players arriving at different times in a performance week. In the women's side, we had 80% of our players playing in North America. So everyone was coming in on the same day, pretty much, and developing together. Here we have players staggered over 3 days. So, you know, that's been probably the biggest thing to adapt to.
John Herdman, Canadian men's soccer coach, joining us here on Reach Deep. You mentioned structure, and you know, I think a lot of people, John, that have followed the Canadian game and certainly on the men's side have commented on the structure not being ever really put in place properly. Do you feel that you have that now, and you've had the time to put that in place for you?
No, I think that's evolving. I think this year, particularly the first 6 months, was about, you know, seeking to understand before being understood. We implemented some systems and strategies on the women's side that brought 18 young players into the women's national team, and we've just seen a team reach a semi-final. So, you know, I'm pretty comfortable that we've developed a good understanding of the country, and I think that was one of the benefits of me maybe taking this role on, that I've lived in the country for 7 years and worked around the high-performance systems. But understanding the nuances of the men's game is something that I've been working towards in the first 6 months, and building the relationships that might have been fractured or dissolved over time. So, you know, we've gone through that process, building relationships with the MLS clubs and I guess reigniting a passion for the men's national team at a local level. I mean, that's part of what we think we have to do to make sure that any talented player with particularly dual citizenship decides they want to play for Canada because they've seen and felt our badge. So we've been around conferences and presentations to our club coaches in different areas, and yeah, we're really trying to make sure that, you know, Canada is the badge that our players want to wear, because we've got a lot of talented kids, but we don't seem to keep them all in this country. So, you know, that, I think that's been part of the process, and you know, I think it's been positive so far, but still a lot to do.
Well, you talk about optimism around the men's national program and you know, I'd say convincing players to play for Canada, but back in the past, it seemed like, you know, the program was really trying to convince people and young men to play for the country. Now, in the last 12 months, 11 months that you've been on the job, that's kind of changed. What's been the difference, you think, in this year where there's been a lot of high profile youngsters that have committed to Canada?
Yeah, I think there's a number of things. I think firstly, Alfonso Davies, I think he sent a very clear message that, you know, one of our most gifted players has committed his colours to the mast. And I think when someone does that, and now players can see that they get a chance to play in a generation where you have got a truly gifted individual, you know, people can see there's a good chance of this country moving forward. So I think that's one thing. I think the second thing is we have the 2026 World Cup. You know, our staff here at Canada Soccer and a whole raft of people put time in to make sure that this World Cup's coming. So, you know, there's a group of players that have that guarantee that the World Cup, if they keep pushing their career, they'll have a World Cup on their doorstep, which is the biggest thing for any young player. And then I think thirdly, just the approach. I mean, I've not really allowed players to pick and choose. I've been pretty clear about the vision. I've been pretty clear about what it means to play for this country and the importance of that. And you know, not begging players. We're very strategic around players we've approached. And we're very clear on the message that we're going to send to players that, you know, we want you to represent Canada, but it's going to be about what you can do for this shirt and how you can be in service to this country to leave a legacy and be a pioneer, as opposed to what we can do for you, like roll out a red carpet and try and get you some bonus money, or, you know, those days are gone. You know, I'm very clear that if you're going to play for this country, it's you're in service to that shirt, and you've got a real chance to pioneer the game to somewhere it's never been before.
John Herdman, our guest here on Sportsnet 650. You mentioned Alfonso Davies, and I think everybody here in Vancouver, John, certainly understands what a talent he is. But it's still kind of strange to hear, you know, Bayern Munich coaches say that they expect him to fight for a place in the first team as an 18-year-old. Do you think we kind of undersell just how talented Davies is?
Well, I think everyone will know that Bayern Munich, if they're going to select a player, the amount of resource that goes in and diligence that would go into the profiling and the identification of a player like that. So, you know, the pre-work was already done. I think everyone in Vancouver had a chance to see that this young man was different, very different to types of players we've seen before. And then, you know, that box was ticked. Everyone's sort of thoughts and rationale was justified when one of the biggest clubs in the world came and took him. So, you know, they're going to take him for a reason. And, you know, you only have to speak to the sporting director. You know, they're clear that he's got a real chance of making that first team. So, you know, we were in training with him. He just came in to St. Kitts, and I was on the side with Atiba Hutchinson and Junior Hoylett, and Alfonso had just dribbled through six players, you know, right in front of our eyes. And, you know, Atiba just turned and Junior and said, wow. And the crazy thing is, the next time we see him, he's going to be at a level above that. And I think that's the excitement. Like, he just breeds a level of hope and I don't know, excitement in the group. You know, even someone like Atiba, who's probably seen it all, still gets excited by watching, you know, this young man train as he's just got off an aeroplane. It's just a phenomenal and phenom, and we get to experience that. And this country will get to experience him now for the next 15 years, hopefully.
And hopefully Vancouver will be able to experience Alfonso playing for Canada on March 24th here at BC Place. French Guiana will be the opponent when it comes to the Nations League matchup. John, looking at the rest of the team, because everybody in Vancouver is very familiar with Alfonso Davies, but there is optimism around this club, this country, when it comes to the soccer landscape, because there are other players as well. Jonathan David, a collection of players that there's real optimism, and they're all young players. For people that may not follow the national scene, but they definitely follow the Whitecap scene, how an exciting of a time is this for you to be coaching these young players?
Well, I think it's exciting because we've got a great mix of good, solid veterans. And when I say solid veterans, I'm talking about guys with great character, guys that have really had to fight to get to where they've got to in their careers. So they've remained humble and still hungry. And then you immerse the young players in with those good men, and you get a real opportunity for those young players to flourish. And I think that's what's been great. We've established a real strong culture. The framework's very clear for players that when they come into the environment, they're clear exactly what the culture is. And we've got a group of senior players, leaders, who are fully bought in and driving it. So, you know, those young players, Miller, you know, David, Cornelius, Alfonso, Balutable, Alessandro Busti, you know, all these young players have been able to thrive when they come into the environment because they're not getting knocked down or beat up by the senior players. There's a different feel and there's an encouragement there to bring out the best that they can bring out. And I think when you look for the Vancouver fans, you know, that there's these younger players, they play with no fear, and we've seen that. And that's what I keep saying. The culture has been allowing these kids to adapt to, you know, big crowds. Like Liam Miller in Toronto, he plays for Liverpool U23s pretty much every week, but he's never played in front of a big crowd before. And that's a reality for some of these players. You know, they've never went into a Caribbean country seeing kits and played on, you know, 5 centimetres of grass and, you know, where physically you're going to get beasted in every single challenge. You know, these have been great learnings for these kids. But coming back to Vancouver, you know, on a home soil, they're just going to be up another notch. That's my belief. And I think we're going to see another level of performance out of this team.
Now, we know the Nations League is I think it's been very beneficial, John, just in giving, you know, regularly scheduled games and even getting more games on home turf, you know, outside of World Cup qualifying for the Canadian men's team. And the next one coming up right here in Vancouver against French Guiana on March 24th. But what's beyond that? What's the plan after that and heading into the Gold Cup next summer?
Yeah, I think the plan has been, you know, very clear for the players. We've mapped out right through to the World Cup qualification, you know, the stages of a journey, where we need to be tactically in our identity, and again how the culture moves towards the next level of what we would call team effectiveness. And you know, I think the players are clear where we are moving on a journey. Every game had an objective. The March game has a clear objective. Yes, we have to win to move to Nations League Group A, and that's a super important piece on our journey to 2022. You know, when we get into Nations League Group A and we need a point to qualify for that, then you play the top teams in CONCACAF frequently. So, you know, no more playing the bottom-ranked teams in CONCACAF. Now you'll play the Mexicos, the Costa Ricas, the Trinidad Tobagos, the Panamas, you know, every other month. And that's the next stage in our evolution. You know, I think this quadrennial, it's not about being best in the world, you know, chasing the top teams in the world. Our goal is absolutely clear, to be top three in CONCACAF. And that's what we're going after. 2026, we can maybe look a bit higher and push a bit further and beyond. But at this stage, we're clear. There's three countries we know we need to get beyond to ensure that, you know, we're in that mix for that World Cup in 2022. And we're very clear that every game is going to give us an opportunity to move towards that. French Guiana first, and then a Gold Cup. And that Gold Cup will just keep building these young players' experience against these tough teams. And we'll learn through that Gold Cup, which sets us up for Nations League Group A, which then will set us up for the Hex in, you know, March 2020.
And we're pretty excited about it as two longtime Canadian soccer fans here on Reach Deep, and we know a lot of our listeners are as well. John, we really appreciate the time today, and best of luck heading into the new year. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much, and have a great Christmas if I don't see you guys.
Sportsnet 650.